This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's turn to our regular Friday commentators, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate. He joins us by Skype. And Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. The League of Conservation Voters recently issued a blog about what the group calls five bad ideas for Michigan. And I wanted to go quickly through those five to hear what you think of them. Number one, a couple of bills that would turn final authority for environmental rulemaking and permit decisions to politically appointed boards. Ken, does the Department of Environmental Quality need a check like that?
There's no problem in having a check on department decisions, whether it's rules or permits. I think the issue here is that these review boards currently structured in the legislature are stacked unfairly on industry side, and that's just not an appropriate way to approach environmental protection.
Vicki, what do you think of an unelected board making final environmental decisions for the state?
I don't have a problem with an unelected board making some decisions or being advisory. However, as Ken said, these boards would increase the bureaucracy of the state of Michigan, take power actually away from the DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, and allow industry insiders to be appointed. In fact, they specifically say who should be appointed, including lobbyists, to some of these boards. And that's where I have a problem.
Let's look at the second package of legislation. This is a bill that would let private companies and farms withdraw greater amounts of water without regard to the impact to wetlands or streams. Think of big irrigation operations or Nestle. Ken, the Farm Bureau really wants this. What do you think of it?
There's a flashpoint down in southwest Michigan, particularly Cass County, where large farmers are running into problems procedurally, not getting decisions from the DEQ in time. So large-scale water withdrawal should be based on scientific knowledge, what's going on, what's happening to streams, lakes, rivers. And I think in this case, it's not something the legislature should really decide. I think a panel of experts ought to be allowed to weigh in, and we have that panel, and I think it ought to be utilized.
Vicki, we're a water-rich state. Would pumping groundwater really affect these streams and wetlands?
Yes. Draining them would certainly affect them. It would drain them. But we also have a Great Lakes Water Compact with the Great Lakes states and two provinces of Canada. And that is basically a treaty type of compact that's been worked out, and it requires the use of a water withdrawal tool. So this would circumvent that and would allow Michigan's industry to withdraw way too much water without using the tool. So it's very, very much a problem.
Let's go to the third bill here. Michigan has stricter ballast water pollution standards in an effort to keep invasive species out of the Great Lakes. And ballast water is the water that's held in the bottom of a cargo ship to keep it balanced. A bill would roll back the standards in Michigan to the ones set by the U.S. Coast Guard. Ken, what effect would that have?
The irony of this bill is that it's being proposed, if you will, by Republican legislators. The irony is that in this case, they want to defer to the federal government, which is totally antithetical to historical Republican philosophy. Republicans want states to have more control. So I think that's the great irony of this particular bill, is let's defer to the federal government when that really isn't the approach Republicans normally take. And I think, frankly, Michigan's ballast water law being somewhat stronger is more appropriate for the Great Lakes state.
Vicki, does rolling back Michigan's restrictions on ballast water pollution really matter when other states aren't adhering to the same standard?
Well, that's really the problem. The problem is harmonization of laws regarding ballast water across the Great Lakes area. And Michigan can't protect the Great Lakes alone. So this would turn everything over to the Coast Guard rules, which are stricter than they used to be, but certainly not as strict as Michigan's. But Michigan's been an outlier, and the other Great Lakes states have not followed suit to require treatment of ballast water on ships before it's discharged into the Great Lakes basin. So this is an unfortunate situation. There was an amendment put on this bill by Andy Shore that would make this the new floor, so that if the federal regulations went further into deterioration, we would still stay at this level. But it's a problem for all of the Great Lakes, and I wish that they had all come around and adopted our standards, but they didn't.
Since you mentioned that, let's go to this package that would prohibit Michigan from having any regulation stronger than that of federal standards on environmental rules safeguarding public food, food safety, water, other environmental safeguards. Can, should the state lower protections to federal standards?
Lester, this is another example of what I had just said. You know, Republicans normally would say, don't defer to the federal government. Give the states the power and the authority to make decisions that are unique to each state. And so, again, this bill is either, depending on how you view it, Republican hypocrisy, or if you're an advocate of the bill, I guess you go to the Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. But, you know, once again, I just think it's not consistent with what Republicans would normally say. Give the states the authority.
Vicki, what could possibly go wrong if we just stayed with the standards set by Washington?
Oh, so much could go wrong, Lester. We don't have the time. But let's just say that this has been put forward several times before. It has not been enacted into law, and I'm hoping that the governor would veto this should it come to his desk again. This is a bill that really would harm Michigan's ability to protect our natural resources and the safety of our citizens. The federal laws are not stringent enough in most areas.
Now, let's look at this fifth idea, or what the League of Conservation Voters calls bad ideas for Michigan. Right now, the money the state of Michigan makes from extracting oil and gas is used to pay for parks and recreation lands. This bill would allow a handful of politicians to control what's called Michigan's Natural Resources Trust Fund. Ken, is there any concern there?
Well, the Natural Resources Trust Fund is enshrined in the state constitution, and there's a process for making decisions on what lands to purchase or what recreational projects to fund. And they simply want to have more influence on which projects get funded and which lands get purchased. They can't raid it for other purposes, but they could theoretically have more impact on which projects get funded. If you ask me, do I agree it's a bad idea? Yes, I agree it's a bad idea. The fund has worked well for over 40 years, and this is one of those situations. If it ain't broke, why try to fix it?
Vicki, what's your take?
I want to point out that in 1984, the citizens of the state of Michigan voted on this. So it's very clear, and Attorney General Schuette issued an opinion in November on this very bill and said it's unconstitutional. The legislature cannot usurp the power of the trust fund board as constituted in the Constitution based on what was then Proposal B of 1984.
That's Vicki Barnett. She's a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. We've been talking about what the Michigan League of Conservation Voters calls five bad ideas for Michigan. Hey, thanks for taking a look at this.
No problem.
Thanks, Lester.